Okay, guys, here we are. Soul Strength Blind number 3. I've been taking requests for these, and this request came from my buddy at Agave Love and Lore on Instagram. His name is Brad. If you don't follow him, definitely do. I'll flash his Instagram handle up here. He's done this blind a couple of times, and he mentioned, why don't you do Don Filano's Soul Strength, Fortaleza, Casco en Plata 48, and Siete Leguas 47, and I'm going to show you a treat. This is going to be the coolest blind I've done so far. Merry Christmas to me. My son Blake got this from me, and this is what's called the solo blind. The way this works is you pour the tequila in each glass. Each glass has a little dog tag next to that glass that tells you what's in the glass. You put the top on, and you pour, and you spin it around, and you have no idea what you poured and where it's at. So now my wife has lost her job. She no longer has to put together my tequila blind. So again, this one's Don Filano, Plata 48, Cascawin, Siete Leguas 47, and Fortaleza Still Strength. We're going to spin this around in here and we're going to let them spin, and then we're going to see which one wins this blind. So I'm just going to randomly grab a glass and get started. That's got a nice vegetal note. It's a little bit funky. Great cooked agave. That's really good nose. Oh, wow. This one's a pedrichor, like a wet concrete, wet earth with cooked agave. It's great minerality. This one, it's floral and fruity with a nice cooked agave to it. Some nice minerality. This one smells like it's going to be sweet. A little bit of alcohol, not a lot. Really strong cooked agave. A lot of vegetal notes as well. I have a rich minerality. So on the nose, I'm going to say this one's number 1. This one's number 2. This one's number 3. And this one's number 4. So I'm going to do the tasting backwards. So we're going to taste this one first. Really nice cooked agave. It's got a sweetness and a like a butteriness that's really nice and creamy. Vegetal heat to it with a little bit of pepper. Okay, let's dive into the second one here. Completely different sweetness. The difference between these two are incredibly day and night. That a little bit more citrus. The cooked agave is great. There's like even a like a really nice hint of vanilla. Almost mintiness in the finish with a little bit of pepper. So this one was number 3. That one's rich. Great cooked agave. I get a lot of anise, a little bit of a cream soda type creaminess. Nice peppery finish. It's a little bit of heat to it. So let's dive into this one here. Oh, that smells so good. That's cooked agave. That's anise. That's a lot of minerality. Big time in the minerality. That wet concrete smell kind of comes into that same earthy taste. There's a nice peppery heat in the finish of that. That's phenomenal. Now I'm going to say this is number 1. This is number 2. This is number 3. And this is number 4. And these two are really close together. I like this one and this one quite a bit more than I do these two. All right, let's do the big reveal. Number 4 goes to... Fortaleza Still Strength. The next one is going to be Siete Leguas 47. Okay. Those two are really good. They're very different. This one was very vegetal and minerality with a really nice sweetness and cooked agave. This one was more bright, more floral, more orange citrus in it. And a really battle between those two flavors. And when you think about Fortaleza is coming in at 46 ABV and Siete Leguas is 47, I really couldn't pick up a difference in the heat of those two, but very good. So this one here, Don Filano. This one is really good. I was impressed with it. And this one's coming in at 50% ABV. It too didn't feel like it was hotter than the others, but it did have just a little bit stronger flavors to it. And that means this one here is going to be Cascaween Plata 48, which I say it over and over again. Cascaween is one of my favorite tequilas, one of my favorite distilleries. Chava Rosales is absolutely killing it there. Brad, I want to say thanks for giving me these four to try. If you're looking for a solo blind for yourself, justneat.com. They are very hard to get. When they come up for sale, they sell out very quickly. You can get on an email list to be able to be emailed when they're available, so you might want to check that out. Not a paid sponsorship. My son bought it for me as a Christmas present, but it is something that I've been wanting for a long time because this makes blinds a whole lot easier and a lot of fun. To these brands, all four of these brands are amazing. I will sit and drink all four of these brands at any point in time. And there's many times where I'd say, this one's my favorite or that one's my favorite. But in a blind, you really get to experience those flavors a little bit differently, and it tricks your brain. Instead of looking at the logo and knowing you like it, you got to just try to taste through them and pick out the flavors that you like. So these are super fun. I think I want to do another one. So let's stick in the still strength group. Go back and watch still strength number one and still strength number two, and give me your four best still strengths to do in a blind, and maybe I'll pick yours for the next one. Cheers. Thanks for watching. Have a great night.